In Matthew chapter 13, we'll look at verse 31, 32 tonight, if God will be our help. Matthew chapter 13, verse 31, and the Word of God says, "Another parable put he forth unto them, saying, The kingdom of heaven is like to a grain of mustard seed, which a man took and sowed in his field, which indeed is the least of all seeds, but when it is grown, it is the greatest among herbs, and becometh a tree, so that the birds of the air come and lodge in the branches thereof." As you look at this tonight, and we look at this mustard seed, now the Bible says that this thing here is one of the smallest seeds, is a mustard seed. Now it talks, the Bible's speaking here of the kingdom of heaven. And now this is the third reference, or the third parable that the Lord gives, referring to the kingdom of heaven. What heaven is, what it means, what it is, and how we should get there. It tells about how good God is in the manifestation of himself, and he begins to give us that kingdom blessing and showing us how to get to where God wants us to be. He's talking about some growth here, and he wants us to see that growth. Now life is growth without, hey listen, we don't come in this world and just stay where we're at. We come into this world and we come in as little babes, and we begin to grow from that day. But you know, as a child of God, we have to have growth too. We start out as little babes in Christ when we accept the Lord Jesus Christ, and we grow into maturity, into a mature a Christian or a mature Jesus follower today. That's the ideal person. That's who God wants us to be, and that ought to be tonight who we want to be. That ought to be our sole desire, is to get closer to him, Brother Robert, and be more like him every day of our life. If that's our goal tonight, and we're trying to get there, and we're seeking that and desiring that tonight in our hearts, you know what? God will give us that our hearts desires. He'll help us every day to be more like him. But Matthew writes here, and he begins to explain this kingdom of heaven. A kingdom of heaven, it's a living thing. It's not something dead and cold, something to be cast aside whenever. But the kingdom of heaven, it's alive. It's vibrant. We know it is, because the kingdom of heaven is pertaining to the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He's the one that makes it possible. Without him, there would be no kingdom. And now he's speaking of the kingdom of heaven. He was talking about, hey listen, he's talking to Matthew about that earthly kingdom. When Jesus Christ comes to rule and reign, like he's going to do in a little while, for 1,000 years. When he sets up his earthly kingdom on earth, it's going to happen one of these days. The first church is going to go out first in the rapture, the great tribulation, and in the millennial reign, that 1,000-year reign that he mentions over 6 times in the book of Revelation. I'm looking forward to that reign, because I'm going to rule and reign with him in that kingdom. Glory be to God. It's going to be an earth and a world like we've never envisioned and could never imagine. There's going to be peace and happiness. There's going to be a joy unspeakable. It's going to be a time when the lamb will lay with the lion, when the children will be able to play on the crocodile's den, where the snakes would be, and they will come to no harm. That's what I'm talking about. That's what Matthew was telling me that could be set up. But I want to say tonight that God will set that up in your heart today if you'll let him. The kingdom of God has come to you and me through the Lord Jesus Christ. He's given us that blessed hope, and he's given us a way to become partakers into that kingdom. Amen. It's so easy, even a child can do it. Amen. All you got to do is just trust in the Lord Jesus Christ and the manifestation of that growth. Amen. That's some marvelous stuff. But what is this seed that he's talking about? Now that seed that we're talking about now is that's a least. Now we're talking, you can see it now, and when it talks about being the least, it's the least of all seeds is what the Bible says. Amen. But the Lord Jesus Christ, that's speaking of his outward appearance. Hey, listen, when he come to earth, he didn't come, amen, to be looked at, and he didn't come to be looked upon. He wasn't a whole lot to look at. Praise God. But praise God, he was still the precious Son of God. It's hard for me to understand that. But he was. He was the Son of God, the only begotten Son of God. He was manifest in the flesh, and he dwelt among men. Now the Bible says he was despised and rejected. Nobody wanted to look upon him. Nobody wanted to see him. Nobody cared much about him. Don't sound like much of a king, does he? Don't have much of a following. Came to earth as a little babe. In Isaiah chapter 50, let me just show you that. Isaiah chapter 53. Isaiah chapter 53 and verse 1. Let's just go back to verse 1. He said, talking about this Lord, this seed, this outward appearance that he had when he come to earth. Now we can see this seed, this kingdom of heaven. We can see this, and we can see that grain of mustard seed. Say, that's of the Lord Jesus Christ, and which a man, that could be God the Father, and he took that seed and he planted his field. Now the field could be this world that we live in. Amen? He planted that seed here. Ain't that something? Because the Bible says that this little planet called Earth, this little speck of dust in the solar system, and that's about all we are. But God claimed, he put a claim on it, brother. And he said, Brother Bradley, and he said, it's mine. Amen. He said, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. He said, everything that's there, he said, it belongs to me. God says, it's mine. And he said, I'm going to keep it. Well, I'm so glad of that, ain't you? If it wasn't for that, he could just flick us off into eternity to be for God to burn up and flick us into the sun and we'd be gone. But praise God, he keeps this thing circulating. He keeps it percolating. Whatever God needs to do, that's what he does in this universe, in this solar system. Amen. For his glory, he does that. And he gives us the days and the months and the seasons. And I got to thinking on that, boy, that's just something. It's amazing how God has it all under control. And the Bible says in John chapter 1 that the Lord Jesus Christ was the creator and all that. He said was not anything made that was made without him. It took the Lord Jesus Christ to make all this. But then the Lord Jesus Christ, is the one that came into a virgin's womb. He was the one that was born in Bethlehem. He's the one that grew up and gave himself a ransom for the sins of the world. He was this uncomely seed. That's the outward appearance. It wasn't much to look at. In Isaiah chapter 53, it says in verse 1, it says, who hath believed our report, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender reed, and as a root out of a dry ground. He hath no form nor comeliness. Now he's talking about the Lord Jesus. And when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected of men. You can see that everywhere today. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. Kind of sounds like about a lot of folks that we know today. Kind of sounds like a whole lot of us a lot of times. Amen. The Lord is not, he knows the feeling of our infirmities. He knows where we're at. He knows the things that we go through. Don't you let the devil tell you that the Lord don't know. The Lord knows everything you go through. You say, well, preacher, why does he let us go through things? Yeah, because the Lord allows us to go through trials. But he goes through, the Bible teaches us that he goes through with us. That you're not alone. He's there with you. And he'll bring you through. Amen. He always does. He said he is acquainted with grief, and we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised. Now listen to this. And we esteemed him not. Amen. He wasn't as comely. He wasn't as good to look at as old King David. Old King David was a ruddy little fellow, but praise God, and then old King Solomon come along and said he was something to look at. But the Lord said, the Bible says here, the Lord wasn't that to look at. Said he was we despised and rejected him. There was no beauty there to behold. That was that outer appearance. Amen. He was he was the least of all seeds. His kingdom started out pretty small. He wasn't nobody but him. Now he didn't come as a king with a scepter and a crown. Now won't you get this tonight? He didn't come bearing a scepter and a crown, and he didn't come with legions of angels. He came by self. He came by self all alone to be the king of this world. And the world denied him and they rejected him. He was the least. His was the least of all kingdoms, or so we thought. But you know what amazes me? The first thing that he did, he went out and he got some illiterate people, some old fishermen, didn't know nothing about anything, kind of like this old ignorant preacher you got, didn't know a whole lot about anything, but praise God, they had a heart that could be touched. That's what the Lord's looking for tonight, is a heart that can be touched. It wasn't about what they had or what they could acquire, but it was about what they could get touched, how their hearts could be touched. That's what the Lord's wanting to do tonight. That's what the Lord wants to do in us, is touch our hearts. It's our hearts that's important. The attitude of the heart is what God looks at. He knows where heart is. He knows where mind is. He knows whether you're receiving Him or He knows whether you're rejecting Him and pushing Him away. God knows that. And God help our hearts not to push Him away. But He had illiterate fishermen. And He took those illiterate fishermen and He began to build a kingdom. Amen. He began to tell them about the marvelous things of God. He began to pull it together and say, there's a promise to be had. Amen. So, but this was the outward man. This was that outer appearance that he had. It wasn't nothing to look at. But then there was an inward vitality that we hadn't seen yet. There was something marvelous about this seed that come to earth that that man hadn't been able to see. But it was soon going to be revealed. Hey, well, I mean, I'm talking about some wonderful manifestations that was going to come through the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? Some wonderful, marvelous manifestations. In Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6, he said, unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given. And the world shall be upon his shoulders. Amen? And he shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. He said, that's who he will be. He said, he's nothing to look at. And we didn't. We denied and rejected him when he come. But he is something that's going to be manifest in the future. I don't know about you, but I've been seeing him right regular lately. Amen. There's some marvelous, wonderful things that I'm seeing when I see him. Amen. It's not some old, cold, dead something. I'm not serving a dead God that's in a grave somewhere, but I'm serving a risen Savior. Amen. He gave His life for me. He went to a tomb, and on the third and appointed day, He got up victorious over death, hell, and the grave. Amen. I'm so glad of that this evening. Hey, because He is a wonderful Counselor and a Mighty God and an everlasting Father to me and my Prince of Peace. Amen. But in order for this wonderful manifestation to be put out there, something had to happen. See, there had to be something planted. And in order for something to be planted, in order for this seed to be planted, there had to be some favorable conditions. Now, the conditions have to be right in order to plant a seed. Amen. But now when the conditions is just right, you can take that seed and you can plant it and things begin to happen. There's hidden power inside that seed that we can't even realize when we plant it. You take that little old seed out there in the garden and you till that thing up and you plant it, and boy, there's some marvelous power there that we don't even recognize at the time. That's the way the Lord was. Amen. He wasn't much to look at. He didn't really, his kingdom wasn't much to be talked about. But praise God, there was an inward vitality about him that we can't, we can't even begin to imagine even now. I mean, I'm talking about something that's powerful, something that's magnificent. I say there was some hidden power and there was some hidden fruitfulness. That hidden fruitfulness is in that seed. I want to say tonight, we've never tapped that. We've never got all of that out that we could get. Amen. Listen, these testimonies you heard tonight about how God blesses and how He touches. And we've seen this week how Miss Corey, He gave her a place. Didn't have a place to live. God gave her a place to live. Amen. Set it up in just a couple of days from the time she got the letter saying her rent was going to go way up. Praise God, she began to pray and ask God, and God done answered the prayer. You say, well, that was just a coincidence. Really? Well, you believe what you want to. I'm just going to trust my Lord. Amen. And as for Miss Corey, I believe she's going to trust the Lord too. Amen. Praise the Lord. But he said there's some hidden power, some hidden fruitfulness that's going to come out of there. But now what has to take place? The soil, as I mentioned a while ago, it has to be cultivated. That soil has to be loosened up and it has to be enriched. Amen. It has to be stirred up to where that seed can take root. Now that soil is a broken, believing heart. It takes a soul that believes and trusts that the Lord Jesus Christ, that He came to earth, that He lived, and that He bled and died, and that He was crucified on the cross of Calvary, that He shed His blood for me and you. We have to believe that, because that's real tonight. That's reality. What the world has to give us is a bunch of junk, but what Jesus did, we have it documented. People's tried to disprove it for centuries, and they cannot disprove it. He was seen of men. He was seen at one time after the resurrection of over 500 men. Documented. Documented. We have documentation for it. What does that mean? It means He's alive. Amen. He's alive. Praise God. We're serving a risen Savior this morning or this evening. Bless His holy name. But He said that soil's got to be cultivated. It's got to be aerated. It's got to get. You got to turn it up, and you got to get it ready. You got to till that, make that new ground. Amen. A place where that seed can get in. And when that seed gets into that broken, believing heart, hey, there's some life-giving power. And it's realized when that seed is planted and it begins to grow and it begins to be nurtured. There's something that begins to take place inside that little seed. Amen. That seed now, it's planted in the heart of a believer. And that thing begins to be cultivated. Now that seed, that power of that seed is the Spirit, is the presence of the Holy Ghost of God. The Holy Spirit of God. See, God is a Trinity. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And then when we believe and trust in God the Son, then God the Holy Spirit, He plants that seed in our heart. He becomes that seed in our heart, and He begins to grow us into that He would have us to be. Amen? So we begin to see that quickening Spirit, the Holy Spirit, the quickening Spirit of the Lord Jesus Christ in that seed. Do you remember that day that the seed was planted in your heart? You remember that day that you had it begin to grow and send to something that is so magnificent you can't even begin to explain it? Amen. Like some of you tonight said, it's just beyond explanation. So we can't even put it into words what Jesus done for us the day that He saved us. It's that power, that quickening Spirit. Amen. Before that, the Bible says we were dead in our trespasses and sins. Spiritually, we were dead. But praise God, when Jesus came along and we believed it, praise God, that seed began to grow and that quickening Spirit took over. Praise God, we become alive. Amen. In the Lord. Amen. Never to be dead again. Listen, the world can serve, worship, serve a dead God if they want to. Have dead service if they want to. But I want to say tonight, we're serving a risen Savior. That seed has been manifest. It's a growing. And notice what it says. It says it becomes there's some visual progress here that we can see. The Bible says it becometh a tree. Amen. That little old seed, now the mustard seed is the smallest of seeds. But when that thing's planted in the right soil and it's nurtured by the right nurturer, praise God, it grows into a mighty tree. And the Bible says in the book of Daniel that when Daniel was explaining that tree to King Nebuchadnezzar, he said, hey, listen, praise God, that tree that you're seeing, it's going to be a mighty tree. It's going to grow up into heaven. Yeah. Praise God. And he said, well, that tree's going to be branches. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. I said, there's going to be some branches on that tree. He said, it becometh a tree. Now the Bible says over in John chapter 12 and verse 24, remember the Lord telling about the corn of wheat and it falls to the ground, and when it falls to the ground it dies and then it produces. Let me read that to you. I don't want to mess it up. Let me just read it to you. In John chapter 12 verse 24, it says, verily, verily, I say unto you, except the corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. Now the Lord here is speaking about Himself. He said, unless in this corn of wheat, unless I'm this old body that she, unless it goes to the ground and it dies. He said, it's by itself. But listen to what He says. I'm glad He don't leave it there. He says, but if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit. Glory to God. He said, listen, if that corn of wheat dies, he said, it goes to the ground. And praise God, when it goes to the ground, it makes contact with that enriched soil. He said, it brings forth much fruit. Amen. You say, well, Pastor, why are you so excited about that? Because I'm that much fruit. Amen. I'm that fruit that it bare. I'm that fruit that it brought forth. I'm the one that was saved because of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. That grain of wheat that fell, that much fruit that appeared, that was me and you, youngins, born-again believers, trusting the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? Praise God. I'm so glad I'm partakers in that much, ain't you? Much fruit. Hey, listen, it's getting bigger. I was listening this morning over in China. China's a communist country, in case you ain't noticed. case nobody knows you about it, China's a communist country. They don't allow churches like this. They don't allow places that you can come together and worship the true and the living God. But you know what's taking place in China right now, Brother Bradley? That there was a fellow on there, and he said they was doing a study the other day, and they said that 20,000 Chinese. Now, there's over 1 billion Chinese in China. Amen? That's a lot of folks. He said there's over 1 billion. He said 20,000 Chinese a day are coming to know the Lord Jesus Christ. 20,000 a day in communist China are coming to know Jesus Christ. You know, we got a little missionary over in Nepal, China, that we support every month. He's printing out that gospel stuff, gospel tracts and things, and passing them out on street corners. Amen. 1,000 one evening. Why? Because God's a moving. He's a stirring over there. Praise God. Hey, listen. We all here in the United States may have rejected God. We may have rejected the Son of God. We may have pushed Him away. Said, we don't want nothing to do with you. We don't want you. We don't want you around. We want to do our own thing. But there's some old folks over there, little old folks over there that's come with a humble heart. That soul's been stirred just right. And they say, hey, listen, I don't want to die and go to hell. I want to know about Jesus. I want to know what the Lord can do for me. I want to know about the saving grace of a God of glory who loved me enough to die for me, become that grain of wheat, to die, to go to the ground so that He can bring much fruit. Praise God that we could be that fruit. Amen. I'm excited about that. That excites me. You may sit there like a bumping log, it not do nothing for you. It excites me. Amen. It tires me out of frame. Hey, it makes me want to go on to glory. Amen. Go up there so I can praise Him and thank Him for what He's done for me. Well, He's blessed me and helped me and give me that I need. Amen. He's manifested Himself. And you know what the sad part is? You know what the sad part about that whole China story is? Brother Bradley, out of those 20,000 that's saved every day in China, you know how many of them's got a copy of the Bible? Out of 20,000 saved today, only one of them even be able to get their hands on a copy of the Word of God. And we can go to every bookstore and corner and buy us a copy of King James Bible. Amen? Boy, I tell you, we ought to be ashamed of ourselves. And we'll take that thing, throw it down, we'll neglect it, we'll reject it. And then people over there are dying for it. Yes, that's what I said, they're dying for it. You know what they're doing? You know what they said they was doing when they would catch them? They would come together to worship. The Bible says, fail not to assemble yourself together as is custom of some, even so the more you see the day approaching. Amen. They're coming together in houses and in caves and dens, wherever they can to worship the true and living God and rejoice in the Lord Jesus Christ and their salvation. And you know what they're doing when they catch them? They're taking them and they're throwing them in the dark dungeons and they're forgetting about them. And they're down there, you know what they're doing? They're complaining and mourning and bickering. No, they're not doing no such thing. You know what they're doing? They're throwing them in dark pits. You know what they're doing? They're rejoicing, amen, that they've been found worthy to suffer for the cause of Christ. Amen. You say, well, preacher, that's just wrong. No, that's the way it ought to be. Amen. You say, you that passionate about it? I'm that passionate. We ought to be willing to suffer for the cause of Christ. He done it all for us. You know what they, you know them Chinese are dedicated people. They said they was a marching, they was out, I forget which battle it was. I read one time, Brother Bradley, they was marching and they come up against the obstacle and there was no way to get through it. They couldn't get because the bridge being out, the road being out. And so you know what they did? The soldiers, they began to sacrifice themselves and they just began to fall in that ditch to where their other soldiers could walk across their backs to get to the battle. Amen. They won, by the way. And when it was thousands upon thousands, but by the time they got to the other side, there was only 20,000 made the trip. The rest of them sacrificed themselves. That's how dedicated they are. Amen. They may be a communist country, but they stand for something. Amen. I tell you, America's about falling. We don't stand for nothing no more. Amen. We've compromised. We've compromised our lives. We've compromised our morals. We've compromised our convictions. We've compromised with the devil. And we said, you just come on in. I'm going to have a good time fooling with God. Amen. I heard a fellow say here a while back, he said, I wish God would just leave me alone. The most foolish words ever come out of a man's mouth. Because if God leaves you alone, you listen to me, you'll not draw your next breath. If God leaves you alone, you'll die right where you stand. Graveyard dead. Amen. But if we're a child of God and we're serving the Lord Jesus Christ, amen, we are His and He's ours. We're a child of God. We're somebody going somewhere. Amen. But now listen to what the Lord tells us here. He talks about this great tree growing up and becometh a tree and there's much fruit on it. Now every soul that's quickened by the Spirit of God, every soul that becomes born again, becomes a branch on that tree. That's the most marvelous thing. Amen. See, Israel was supposed to be God's chosen people, but they rejected Him. They turned their back on Him and said, we don't want God to rule over us. So God in His marvelous grace, He came to the Gentile. He came to us and He said, well, I'll graft you in. Amen. He said, I'll put you on to the tree. Thank God for that grafting of the Holy Ghost. Amen. He grafted us in. Praise God. Because the Jew rejected Him. But the Bible talks about this visible progress, but it also talks about some lodgers. Amen. He said, Bible says that there's some fowls that come and they lodge in the branches. The fowls of the air, these birds of the air, they lodge in the branches of this great tree. Now I want you to know something tonight that these lodgers that's in the branches, they're not part of the tree. Amen. These fowls that land in these branches are not part of the tree. Amen. And this tree is, now listen to me, this tree is perfect without the lodgers. Amen. I'm going somewhere with this. The tree is perfect without the lodger. It don't need them lodgers to be a perfect tree. Amen. It's already got the trunk. It's got the branches that it wants to have on it. Praise God. And those that come and land on it, those fowls of the air. Now, the fowls of the air in the Word of God always represent sin and an enmity with God. Amen. Do you know what, you remember what enmity is? It's alienation from a God of glory. Amen. Alienation. Because we've rejected Him. But this kingdom that we have, this perfect tree, amen, it's perfect without the lodgers. But this tree has, in this tree of the kingdom, it has a whole lot of lodgers. There's a whole lot of lodgers that's perching on the branches. Amen, we see it in all of our churches. People come every day and the lodgers, they get up on the branches and they perch up on the branches. And now most people, a lot of them lodgers, they do it for convenience. They come and lodge in them branches to see what they can get. Amen. They come for out of their convenience, not because they love the Lord, not because they want to serve the Lord, not because they're born again believers, but because they're like scavengers. Amen. They just come and perch on the branch just to see what they can get. And a lot of times they come just to see what they can stir up. Amen. But praise God, He's a God of glory. He said He knows who the branches are and He knows who the lodgers are. Amen. He knows. And they identify themselves as part of the tree. These lodgers do. They identify themselves as part of the tree, but they're not really part of the tree. There's a lot of, I believe today in the world that we live, there's a lot of folks go down to church house, amen, and they claim to be part of the tree, but they're just lodgers. Amen. They just come and they hang out. See what they can get. It makes you wonder, are you a branch? Are you a lodger? Are you just hanging out to see what you can get? You say, well, preacher, I come because I want to get in. I want to get filled. Well, then you're coming for the right reason. But there's a lot of people don't come for that reason. But praise God, listen, he said these fowls that come, these fowl of the air, these birds of the air that come, they lodge in these branches. And you know what happens a lot of times? If they hang out long enough, they'll begin to get something that'll help her heart. God will begin to touch that heart. But a lot of times they don't touch that heart. And they stir up strife and they stir up confusion. But I thank God that God's that tree. He's that tree and He knows exactly what's going on. See, nothing's never taken Him by surprise. Amen. Listen, you're here tonight. You're not here by accident. You're here because this is where God would have you to be tonight. You say, well, I don't believe that at all. But that's what God, hey, listen, He don't make mistakes. God has never made mistakes. He's always on time and He's always perfect in all His ways. And He'll give you that you need right on time. Because, listen, we don't know about tomorrow, but God does. The Bible says that God holds tomorrow in His hand. Well, I'm so glad I know God and His Word. Ain't you so glad He gives it to us just like a roadmap for life? Amen. You know what we do a lot of times? We go to schools and colleges and all these places to try to get an education. But boy, I tell you what, it's like an old man of God said one time, if we neglect the blessed old Bible, we're neglecting the most expansive knowledge that the world has to offer. We're neglecting an education that God, the world can't give us. But said if we take this word, and so we begin to glean out of it what God's got for us, because He is that tree. He's that great expanse that reaches up into heaven. And He said, we're the branches. Are you a branch tonight? Are you part of the tree? Well, I'd like to know that I'm part of the tree. I'd like to know that I'm on my way to heaven. Amen. That heaven, that tree reaches up to heaven. If you're going to get there, you got to be part of the tree. You say, well, Pastor, how do I get there? Becoming a born-again believer. You got to believe. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. He said, you got to believe on me, the death, burial, and the resurrection. It's plain and simple. He said, believe in your heart, confess with your lips, amen, that Christ Jesus died and that He rose and He rose again. It's not hard to believe. It's history. Amen. These folks all over this world, they're trying to rewrite history. They're trying to change it and make it say something else. But you know what? The one history that they've never been able to change is the history of this blessed old book, the Word of God. They've never been able to change it. Amen? It's still the same. And it always will be the same yesterday, today, and forever. Because God changes not. He's immutable. He can't change. Amen? But He said, there's a mustard seed growed up, and it became a tree. He said, out of that tree, He said, there was a lot of things. He was an outward appearance that wasn't to look upon. There was an inward vitality that we haven't even recognized yet. Amen. And there was a progression and growth, a visible progression in that growth of that tree. What are you seeing in your life tonight? Are you having that visible progression and growth? Amen. Are you becoming a strong limb on that tree? Are you becoming a limb that can take the storms of life with the grace of God? Knowing that the Lord will always be there with you. See, that's what the Lord is. That's what His plan is. If we just become part of the branches. Amen. Become a good, strong branch. That no matter what comes and lodges on us, no matter what comes our way, that we'll still be that strong branch because we're in part of the tree. Are you part of the tree tonight? Amen. Ain't you glad of that? I mean, it's a strong tree. The wind will never blow it down. The storms will never uproot it. It'll be there throughout eternity. That tree that God plants. What is that? That's the Lord Jesus Christ. It's got a firm foundation. Amen. I'm glad tonight that I've got a firm foundation in Christ Jesus my Lord. Because He saved my soul from a devil's hell.